Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Happy New Year! Happy New Year, John. Pull up a car.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, indeed. How we doing? How we doing?
We're doing good, Johnny. We've chilled. We've been eating good, and we've been enjoying the few days off. It just, I know this week at work is going to really suck, because everybody on it knows we have a full week, and there's going to be a bunch of miserable SOBs.
Yeah, that Monday back after a couple of days off really sucks.
Dude, it's sad. I'm not looking forward to a full week, John.
Well, I'm working on like my sixth day in a row right now, so.
Yeah. No, I feel bad for you, but I also know you had a little extended time off than me, so I'm not feeling too bad for you when you're roaming around Disney World and I'm working.
I'll be all right. I'm not exactly busting my ass anymore either, anyway, so you know what I'm saying. So.
Oh, no, John, you're working so hard for the man. Stop it. Don't sell yourself short there, John.
I am. Yeah, actually, yesterday I went in and I got the lottery number for the random drug test, so I spent the first 3 hours of my day waiting to get over the 2 miles past Disney Springs to take a drug test, an hour there and an hour back. So, and I came back and it was time to go on break. So, it was rough, I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus. I love them. We got to take them every time we go to a new job.
No, this one was just purely random. They just pull somebody right out of the hat, and I got the lottery number. Look at me.
Yeah. Well, they do that with our union, too, now. Like, our union, our latest collective bargaining agreement, they had it, too, where they can call you at any time, and you're the one that goes. The only thing that has slowed that down is COVID. They haven't been pulling many people.
Yeah. This one was not only the pee test, but it was actually a breathalyzer too. So I'm like, wow, yeah, all impressed. So, and you'll be happy to know that I blew a point. Oh.
Very good. Instead of ho ho ho, oh.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll stick that in your crawl there, Disney Corporation.
Yeah, well, that's very good that you, we're going to keep you driving the bus, and you've run into some friends of the show here and there, haven't you already, John?
Yeah, the first night I was out, I ran into somebody, they didn't want me to say anything about it, so I guess we'll just move on. But yes, indeed, it's nice to see people already, so it's quite exciting.
Yeah, and you had quite a bit of likes of you riding the bus, John. I wasn't too sure if they were going to be happy to see you around, but I guess they are.
Yeah, I did all right on Facebook and Twitter with those. So yeah, and somebody had the comment, John Peters, the atypical look for a Disney bus driver.
Yeah, I love that, John.
What's that?
I like that one. They said if Disney designed the perfect body type for a bus driver, that would be it.
Yeah, Yeah, that's me. Mid late 40s, white hair. Yeah, that's the Disney look. Actually, my son saw that and he said, "Actually, you're in a little better shape than most bus drivers."
Oh, absolutely. A lot of them have a good 100 pounds on you.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm working on it, and yeah, there's some of these guys. Woo. I mean, they don't realize what they do for a living is sitting on their butt, and they need to walk. So, but.
No, yeah. I hear you, John. I hear you. I got. I told the story to you off the air, but I got Brenda a new iPhone. We got new phones a few months ago for me and Mom when we switched over to Xfinity, and we tried to talk Brenda into getting her Zen, and she didn't want to. She loved her phone. She don't, you know, she loves an iPhone and all, but she don't like to change and have to re-up, you know, boot up apps, and she don't want to deal with all that. But we finally had to do it because, like, her battery was so bad, so we got her a new iPhone, and I tried to do, now they have the phone-to-phone link, how you can just put the two phones together and it'll automatically link them without using the cloud. Well, I tried to do that, and it was just spinning and spinning for hours, John. So then I decided to go into the cloud, and because we're on the same one, and then all my photos ended up loading on her phone. So then I delete them from her phone, thinking they're just going to go off her phone. They go off everything in the house, John. Ain't that
wonderful.
Nice? And the crazy part was, like, I deleted like 20 of hers, waited 15 minutes off her phone to make sure none were leaving my phone. You follow me? So,
yeah.
And none did. So about 45 minutes later, after I'm done deleting all hers and setting her phone up, I go look at my phone and all my pictures are gone.
They snuck in on you.
No, it was a whole ugly situation, dude. So, but we finally got everything, straighten out, and she's happy with the new phone. So that was what we did for New Year's, basically, John. I set up iPhones.
No, very cool. I drove at the Magic Kingdom and took people back to the room. So yeah, I think I probably had more fun. So,
did you? How has the bus routes been? What's been your favorite so far?
I like the Magic Kingdom. I did that two nights, and tonight will be my second night at Disney Springs. And both of them have their own, you know, unique things that are fun and stuff like that. So Disney Springs is a little more interesting because there's actually people going there in the evening too, you know. Magic Kingdom, I'm starting at 6-7 o'clock, everybody's pretty much done going, so I'm just dragging people back home. But
you're dragging them or driving them?
What's that?
Are you dragging them or driving them?
Well, either way you want to look at it. So, well, they're dragging their kids, and I'm driving. How about that? So.
There you go. You don't want to say you're dragging anybody, John. I don't want you in any trouble here, buddy.
Yeah. So, but, okay, so here's my tip of the week, Doug. As you're leaving the Magic Kingdom, if you're leaving around 9 or 9:45, and you're figuring you want to take a look at the electrical water pageant, walk out there between the second and the third bus loops, as if you had that farthest away bus, and walk along the water right there, and the electrical water pageant goes literally 50 feet out right past that. I mean, you can have the rail right on the Seven Seas Lagoon, and it's 50 to 100 feet away. Fantastic view of the electrical water pageant. I'm driving the bus back, and I'm heading straight towards it, and there it is right in front of me. Oh, this is pretty cool. So.
Oh, dude, you've watched fireworks the other night. Now you're seeing the water pageant. Man, people, you're getting paid to do this job?
Yeah, it's not too bad, not too shabby. Yeah, when I left on New Year's Eve, when I left Animal Kingdom, and I heard boom, 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 and I'm like, oh my God, my bus, what's wrong? And then, figured it out. It was just some, they had done a couple of fireworks over the Magic Kingdom, and that's what I was hearing. And then as I approached Hollywood Studios about 12:05, I saw probably 4 or 5 starbursts over Hollywood Studios. So it was pretty cool.
Now, that's awesome. And you just mentioned Disney Springs. There's some news out there just real quick that they're going back to their regular hours during the week now, 10 to 10. They were open till 11 during the week, so they moved their hours back a little bit. And the other thing, did you see Splitsville is going to put out an outside bar there, John? I'm excited about that.
I thought their little bar was already kind of outside, so are they expanding it or are they putting another one in?
No, new outdoor bar coming to Splitsville.
Yeah, so new one. Yeah, because that one they have already is kind of right there on the ground floor, and then I thought they already had a balcony one too. So they must be putting in a whole other one. Yeah, that one's always pretty popular. So.
Yeah, it says Splitsville at Disney Springs is adding a new indoor-outdoor walk-off bar, building on the success of its original bar located on the corner of the building.
Yep.
So they're adding to it, which I'm happy to see that. That means they're making some coin, and best sushi on property, John.
Yeah, according to Bob. I still haven't tried it out there, but yeah, according to Bob, it is the best. He said it was better than California Grill.
So. It's pretty good. I tried it a couple years ago with Jimmy and them.
Yeah.
Roaming around. I actually tried it today. Remember I came out and met you and Dennis and the guys by myself?
Yeah, that was actually way back when.
So, yeah, there was another. No, I'm lying again. I don't lie often, but no, there was a day where I came out to the Springs when Mark and Jimmy were at the parks. I had to meet with somebody else, and I was roaming the Springs by myself, and I ended up heading over there and grabbed and sat down and had a drink and a couple pieces of sushi, which was very good. Dude, we've been there so many times, you kind of get your trips confused. But the bottom line was I was roaming around the Springs by myself.
Yeah.
So, but it's good, John. Dude, we had we had Sam's Club sushi yesterday and this weekend, John.
We often get it from Publix. Wednesdays is actually $5 sushi at Publix. So that's lunch every Wednesday, so it works out perfectly.
So. Yeah, our Sam's Club here, they have a local sushi chef that has his own restaurant locally but works for them during the day and makes their sushi, if you follow.
Oh, very nice.
He moonlights there,
yeah.
Which is really cool. Like the Saturday we were in there, and Mom can't have seafood, any seafood in her sushi. So if we grab a hold of him, we'll usually get him an order directly through him, so it's made fresh. It's not sitting in the core a lot of times. And he made us fresh California rolls, but he also made us they do the same thing, a roll, but he does it with avocado and cucumber.
Yeah.
And it's very good. And we get that for Mom. So that's what I actually had today for lunch.
Yeah.
What was left of that from yesterday.
Very nice.
Love some good sushi, John. So if you had any difficulties on the bus, anything driving you nuts, anything that you're learning so far as you've been going along that you didn't get in training?
No, I mean, every hub's a little different. You know, driving at Disney Springs is different than driving at Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom, you get a route, you know, I clock in, I get assigned a bus, and then I'm running basically that route until break, you know, just back and forth to Animal Kingdom Lodge for about 5 trips and then break. Disney Springs is a little different. You come back in and there's a coordinator in a van sitting there, and he's telling you which load zone to go and pick up people. And I guess they do that at Disney Springs because the numbers fluctuate so greatly, you know. And so if they have a run on a certain resort, they're having the buses go back right there right away instead of, you know, sending a bus to somebody like the Yacht and Beach Club. There might not be a single person. So why am I going to the Yacht and Beach Club if there's 50 people waiting at Art of Animation?
Okay, so they must now, with the newer technology, they must be able to scan people as they get to the bus stops or something.
Well, there's a coordinator, like I said, in a van sitting there telling us where to go, and then there's like 4 or 5 audience control bus member cast members walking up and down and looking at the load zones and calling on radio over to that guy to let him know which one needs to be picked up. So it's a pretty efficient system. It's pretty impressive, actually, the way that they do that. Although the poor coordinator standing in there in that van, he looks haggard by the time. He's like trying to keep track of where he's sending this bus and that bus. So.
Yeah, I'm shocked that they don't also have more technology of how each bus stop at the resorts are having people waiting, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, so
that's all coming. That's the clever, they call it the clever cab system. It's being installed. It's installed in all the buses, and now it's just a matter of it going live at the different hubs and will it actually work as efficient as they think it is, as they're hoping? Because it's a system designed for, and it works well in metropolitan cities like Miami, I think it has it, and I think San Francisco. And it works well there, but Disney's a different system than, you know, because people, you know, waiting at a bus stop in Miami, they understand at 3:45 that bus is leaving. People running to catch my bus, you know, at Saratoga, they don't understand why I couldn't wait 30 seconds more for them to get on the bus. So it's, you know, it's going to take some adjustment to handle that type of stuff.
Yeah, the other thing too is people meander back and forth, so I guess you got to have the bus on route regardless.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I mean, this is apparently the new the transportation guru's. It's his baby, and he's pushing it really hard. So we'll see how it gets how it works. So it's interesting to see how it does.
Dude, it's so sad that I'm so jealous of you that you get to drive the bus and see the scenery of driving back and forth to Animal Kingdom. Like, I would love that so much.
It's dark. But.
Nah, but still, you get to see the beauty of that resort five times a night.
Yeah, well, that one. The best part this week has been coming back to Magic Kingdom and seeing that big, giant Christmas tree in front of the Contemporary every time. So you get to see that. And like I said, I saw the fireworks. I saw the...
Just seeing Spaceship Earth.
Pageant.
Yeah. But for me, just seeing Spaceship Earth as you're walking up would be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And
Spaceship Earth, Space Mountain. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah,
Space Mountain.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. But yeah. Space Mountain. Yeah, you get to see that. So, yeah, it's very cool.
Have you had any miserable guests yet?
Had one woman who wouldn't fold her stroller up completely. Other than that, no, everybody's been really, really nice. So.
Yeah. A Disney public address announcement. You must fold your strollers up before you get on the buses. Am I right, John?
You are right. And you can, I mean, if you absolutely have to, you can take the stroller on the bus and fold it, but it has to be folded before we leave. And we are instructed not to put the bus in motion if you can't fold your bus and or your fold your stroller. And it's not because of this reason or that reason. It's purely because in an emergency, your stroller...
You need the aisle clear on the bus.
And we can't. Yeah, that's exactly it. So, yeah, and
yeah,
and,
I had
you
a...
know, one of the... What's that?
I just talked over you because you were breaking up really bad, so I wanted to finish your sentence for you because I knew why they did it.
Yeah, and it was one of the women with the, and not necessarily women, fathers are as guilty as this as women are, but the Mondo stroller, you know, the ones that are about 18 feet wide and 34 feet long. I mean, you know, do you really need all that room? But.
Yeah, the Mercedes of strollers.
Yes, and you're getting that on and off the bus, and then you're trying to get it through gift shops and queues sometimes, and I mean, goodness, people, think about what you're putting your, not only you, but your child through. So.
Well, the other thing is, I wish Disney, and I, tell me if I'm wrong, John, and I'm probably not, we know this, but I think there should be bigger signs up at all the bus stops and bus depots about folding the strollers up, because I don't think they emphasize that enough, and they put it in your hands to make you tell people.
Well, it's that, and I understand. I mean, your child's been out in the Magic Kingdom all day. He's exhausted. She's exhausted, and you want to keep, and they're going to be cranky when they wake up, and you're trying to keep them asleep as long as possible before you fold the stroller up. So that's why they're doing it. I mean, that's always why there's a sleeping kid in there. You know, if the kids are up, the strollers are generally folded, but. Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing we can really do. They has to be folded, and you're gonna have to wake
but
the
they,
kid up. So.
And but they put it on you guys. Yeah. I think like when you walk, they should have at all the depots. They should have one sign when you go through the first entry there, and they should have another one at the very end to fold the strollers up. There, I mean, people have to be told. They have to be really told, like especially spoiled people, like three or four times, because a lot of people don't believe the rules pertain to them.
All right. Well, speaking of that, Doug, how do you want to play? According to all my bus driver friends, who are the most spoiled? What resort has the most spoiled people on property?
Oh, okay. Can I combine? I'm between two, John.
All right.
I'm between the Floridian and the Yacht and Beach Club.
Neither one is correct.
And I even cheated with Yacht and Beach Club.
Yeah, you did.
Pat's Polly?
Nope.
The Contemporary?
Yes. Yep. According to just about everybody I talked to, the Contemporary has the most spoiled people on property. And it actually, Doug, used to be before they were no longer part of our routes, everybody said the dolphin, the swan, had the rudest people on the entire property, the dolphin and the swan. So.
Well, I think also, because I think a lot of people, the swan and dolphin that were staying there, most people that do stay there are corporate America.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And I think that's why, because... And a lot of today's corporate America don't even believe in speaking to you.
Yeah.
They'll text you.
Yeah.
Or email you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't want to talk to the common folk either, so, you know.
No. But. No, but I have a feeling that's going to go back once things get normal again.
Well, according from what I've heard, they stopped that contract because the dolphin and swan Mears was desperately looking for some business, and it was kind of like a mutual agreement, just to give Mears a little bit to try to keep them stay afloat, because they're having a terrible time with the lack of airline flights coming in. So the Magical Express isn't doing anything, and then all the other transportation things are a mess right now. So Mears was having a bit of trouble. So from what I've heard, it was actually kind of a nice, almost a nice thing that Disney did while letting them have that contract. So.
Okay, yeah, so maybe it was throwing them a bone to kind of keep Mears going because of their affiliation with Mears all these years.
That's what I've heard, so, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing then. Unlike the, we'll speak of a bad thing they've done. No longer magic bands being provided, John. Complimentary magic bands. But you could still buy one for $5. And it isn't listed in this article, but that's what I read. If you still want us to get them sent out, if you order them with your trip, they're $5 a person. And if you wait till you get down to the resort, you pay full price if you need one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think they should be an option. I think if you don't want them, like, because I know Dennis and some of the people don't want them no more. Like, they say they have enough of them. But I think if it's your first time or something, you don't have any. Like, if Disney sees you ain't ever booked a trip, maybe they send you the magic bands. But with somebody like me that has, they know I have 50 of them hanging here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I certainly don't need any more. But, like you said, it should be an option to opt out. So.
But still, I mean, that was one of the coolest things with my clients, watching their kids pick their magic bands. And I'd help them at the office, you know, do their My Disney Experience, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, I'd let them log on with their phone and walk them through it, you know, because Disney, that's what they really want. They don't want the agents doing it. You really can't do it. But I would walk them through it. And it was so cool to, no, I want red. No, I want blue. You understand? Green. You know what I mean? It was fun to see the kids get all excited like that.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook group I belong to, there was a long-running post of them posting their pictures of when the magic bands came in and putting BAM, you know, because that signifies the beginning of your countdown for your vacation and the whole bit. So, yeah, it's a big deal for a lot of people, especially if you don't get to Disney as much as some other people, that, you know, that is your first significant milestone of being, you know, knowing your trip is right around the corner.
Dude, this 50-year-old geek would skip, hop, and jump all the way in the house when that box showed up. When those Incredibles were on the outside of that box, it was Happy New Year to me every day. Every time that box came, it was happy as heck.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Dude, I am so Disney geek that I can't even throw the old boxes out with the magic bands that came in.
I have them stacked. For eBay stuff, so, yeah, I reused a lot of those, but yeah, we took the magic bands themselves and made like a garland for our Christmas tree out of. We had so many. So.
I use them for office. I use them for stuff around here. If you follow me, and out in the shop. But just looking at that box makes me very, very happy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But so that made me sad. I think it should still be optional. Like you said, you have to ask for them to get them.
Yeah, there you go. Or just click it on your app, you know. So, would you like three complimentary magic bands? So,
if you and say something like, please, if you don't need them, don't ask. You understand what I'm saying?
Because
I would probably opt out for that reason. To help if somebody else I knew was getting them for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's videos up here. I watched one. It was Illuminations from 2014, and then they have Wishes from 2015, New Year's celebration. How many people were at the parks for New Year's, John?
All the parks closed by 11 o'clock. The Magic Kingdom closed at 11. So nobody was actually in the parks at all on, you know, at the strike of midnight or anything. So, but there was quite a few people out and about, but yesterday was the busiest day I've seen at Disney Springs. Like I said, it took an hour to get 2.5 miles back from CentraCare for the silly drug test. So, Buena Vista Drive was just packed at that time yesterday. So that was probably the busiest I've seen it, at least Disney Springs. And they really need to think about leaving some of the parks open later. I mean, park hopping is now an option, but everybody's still closed at, you know, by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So the only thing for people to do after that is Disney Springs. And there's too many people, just too many people. So.
And it's very crazy. Like, I did see that. That is some of the other news as of New Year's Day. They started park hopping again. Yeah. And you do have to put in requests to do it. It isn't your old park hopping. There's rules to it. You know what I mean, yeah. John? You know this. But I'm still shocked. Like, I don't understand why they don't have the Epcot monorail opened up yet.
Yeah, that one's not open yet. And obviously the Sasagula boats aren't open yet. And Oki West and Saratoga are both open. So I wish at the very least they'd start running the boats back and forth to them, because I miss that too. But yeah, you certainly miss, especially me and Lisa walking around Epcot last week, you really miss seeing the monorail come through. I mean, that's part of, you know, just being at Epcot and seeing the monorail every 20 minutes or so swing by. So.
Oh, well, you'd think they'd just run it by just for the ambiance of it.
Yeah, once an hour or something, you know, just to make a loop. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I don't understand that either, because I think that would be the safest of all. Like, you just put a family in each cabin. It isn't like those cabins connect to each other.
No, and I don't know, maybe because it's not efficient enough. I don't know, maybe that's what they're thinking, but I see sometime pretty soon that reopening. I mean, they're reopening Blizzard Beach in March. The All-Star Movies is supposed to open in March, so there's a lot of the resorts that the DVC section are open now are going to reopen to regular guests very soon, like Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge and stuff like that. So I mean, a lot of stuff is getting reopened, and the quicker we can get this vaccine out there, you know, everybody, and get that done, then the quicker I see a lot of this getting reopened. So.
Well, the thing that cracks me up too is, I mean, it would crack me up is, dude, how geeky I would get when that monorail goes through. I mean, you know how many times, like, you're walking out of Soarin' and you're headed back towards World Showcase and that monorail goes by, the smile it puts on my face?
Yeah, and, well, I always... But Doug, you think you're a geek. I'm always the guy that's trying to get the pilot to give me the air horn. So, you know, that's me doing the trucker signal for the air horn.
Yeah. I've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. So, I mean... I just can't wait to come back, John. On another note, I've been listening to our buddy Lou again. And the start of his show is another thing that just puts a smile on my face. I love the beginning to the WDW radio show, the way he switches stations and all that stuff.
Yeah, the little, and a lot of times, whatever little snippets he's playing give you an indication of what he's going to be talking about that week, so... It's really
but
cool.
He just went over 600 shows recently too, and I want to take my hat off to him, my podcast hat. He does a great job, and right now he's doing Epcot music, John, so I wanted to tell you that might be something you want to listen to.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, it'll be ranking the best music type stuff.
Yes, they're doing two parts. The first part is Future World, and then they did World Showcase, so give him a little plug like he needs it. But, yeah, then they're going to do World Showcase, and they're doing and talking about all the music from the front to the back. And just so you know, he did another one with the Magic Kingdom, too.
Oh, yeah.
Two parts. So, and he walked through the worlds, and what they did is they talked about the music as they got to each part of the world.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's something with your drive back and forth I wanted to bring up. I think you might be interested in listening to that.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like something I'll hit up, because I'm running out of stuff to listen to, so I need to probably get back to listening to some of the podcasts and stuff like that. So I've listened to so many books, and I'm getting a little burnout on those. So.
Well, Yeah, I've been listening to a bunch of them too, but I put on Lou. He does make me happy, even though they do nothing wrong. It's still, his show is great, and I really enjoy it, and he does a great job, and he's the yin to my yang, John. He's always happy.
Yes, Lou's a very positive person. At least he appears to be, for sure. So.
But I will say, and I don't want to offend too many people here, but you know me, John. I don't consider myself an old 53. I get with the times. I do all the computer stuff. When it comes to, do you think I'm a crotchety old man as far as not wanting new stuff or listening to things or judging other people that way?
No, Doug, you're hip.
No, but you get what I'm saying, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and the thing of it is I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and please, people out there, especially the younger generation, listen back to yourself. And if you say like more than 1,000 times in a show, it's a problem.
Is that like a problem?
Oh my God, John, I'm listening to certain shows. Like I try to listen. I try to listen. And you could say like here or there, but it's like I was walking and like I seen him and then like he said, and then like I'm like, I can't take it no more, John. And there were some things, like even like fantasy football, there's other shows that are newer ones out there, and I'm listening to the host say, like, he's a good runner, like I'd like to like have him like on my team. I just can't do it anymore. You get my point there, don't you notice that with a lot of the younger generation with the like?
Oh, that's your pet peeve word. Mine is amazing. Whenever I listen to another podcast and they'll have somebody on, they'll talk about, we went to Tony's Town Square and it was amazing. The waitress we had, she was amazing. The spaghetti bolognese came out and it was amazing. No, not everything is utterly amazing, okay? So,
yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah, that's like amazing.
Like for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Totally. But I had to get that out. I mean, this week, like, as I listen to a lot of books, and I'm trying to find, you know, like you were saying, and it's like now I'm saying it right now because of that. But I, you know, you could use it once in a sentence, not five every single sentence.
Yeah.
So, anywho, but I don't know, John. Where you think you're going to be stationed tonight?
I'm heading to Disney Springs. I've got Disney Springs again tonight. And then tomorrow's Epcot. And then back to the Magic Kingdom for a night. And then, I don't know, after that. Schedule comes out Wednesday. So, oh, I think I'm back at the Magic Kingdom for Thursday and Friday. I don't remember. Yeah. No, I got Wednesday and Thursday off. So.
We spoke about the Animal Kingdom a little bit earlier, but... about the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but the Animal Kingdom, and they got new guide maps out, John, and there's no Festival of Lion King or Finding Nemo on the map. That is so sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's effectively out for a little while, that's for sure.
Okay, but couldn't they have done this, John? And it's just me. That big amphitheater where that new stupid show, I'm sorry, we love the show, right, Judith? I mean, John, we love the show. But that new... The new amphitheater over there, the River of Lights, right?
Yeah.
I would have liked them seen to put the Lion Kings or the Nemos on the barges and let them sing to you, because it would have been better in that show.
I don't know. The choreography would have been incredibly difficult to try to do on the water and stuff like that, and not have the lighting and all of the
dude,
stuff.
If they just put out a couple monkeys jumping around... And the lead singer from The Lion King, let her sing, would have been better than that River of Light show ever was.
Judith, that was Doug that said that. It wasn't me. So.
I didn't hate it, but... John, you said it a million times. You weren't impressed, were you?
No, I wasn't blown away. I mean, based on how many times I saw it, I saw it once. So, that's, yeah. I mean, I thought it was okay, but... Again, the night we saw it, the wind was blowing, blew the water screens all apart. You couldn't even tell what animals were supposed to be out there, and so...
Yeah, well, it's funny. They explain here that the shows aren't listed on the map, but the buildings remain on the map. So what do you think? They're going to blow the buildings up, remove them so they're not there anymore?
I don't know. They come out with new maps every 3 or 4 months anyway, so that's nothing terrible. I mean, I just see it as that way it's not confusing guests. If it's not going on right now, it's not listed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, the whole moral to my story was it's very sad. It just doesn't seem like the Animal Kingdom without the Lion King. Like, I do enjoy Nemo, but the Lion King is, you know, it's the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, it really is. And that's still one of my favorite roles I had out there was being a part of that show, because that really is, and you can't help but come out of there with a smile on your face. If you go to Animal Kingdom, you watch the Festival of the Lion King show, and you come out and you're still in a crotchety mood, just go home, because you're wasting your money at Walt Disney World. So,
100%. What else we have here, John? The Disney Parks, the Christmas Day show really had me and Brenda even more excited now about the Ratatouille ride.
Yeah, I keep hearing stuff, and they actually had somebody out and gave her a preview of it and everything like that, but I still have not seen anything about cast member previews.
Well, they didn't even put her on the ride, actually. They let her walk through it. One of the she was like a big fan.
Yep.
Yeah. But it still gave me hope that it's going to be open soon.
Yeah, I see it opening sometime in maybe the end of January, beginning of February, I think. With no marathons or anything going on, really the only thing that is coming for the
Now we lost you, John, for a minute.
All right.
Go ahead.
I said, really, with no marathons this year, really the only thing coming are, you know, the holidays of President's Day is always busy, and Martin Luther King is always busy. So there's those 2 days, but other than that, it's going to be pretty slow until spring break, and that's if spring break's normal this year. So,
well, I don't know. I'm hoping we get back to any kind of normal, John.
Yeah, it would be really nice. So, I mean, driving the bus now is pretty normal, with the exception, obviously, of everybody wearing masks and having the dividers on there, and nobody can stand, but I don't know if people are complaining about not being able to stand on a bus anyway. So,
no, I won't be complaining, because I always had to stand on it anyway, because I'd be the only guy that would stand up when a bunch of women were on the bus. You know, I'd always end up standing on a crowded bus because the other jerks wouldn't stand up.
No, I just always did. I didn't even bother about, and I never made a spectacle of ma'am, you can have my seat. No, I just got up all the time. You know, I did that one time in the Navy, Doug. I was taking a bus from Perth, New Jersey, to the city, or Perth Amboy, into the city. And a woman got on the bus, and I got up and gave my seat to her, and I realized about halfway through it wasn't a woman, it was a transvestite. I felt wrong.
Oh, stop it, Johnny.
It was true. I could see that Adam's apple. So
no. Oh, John.
And I have
how did we get here?
I work at Disney. I have absolutely nothing against transvestites, but for God's sake, don't take my seat.
Jesus. Oh, Johnny, how did we get here? Anyhow, I always end up getting up, so the less crowded buses, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, not at all.
And real quick, let's go to the portion of the show that's sponsored by Carmen and Brian, The Adventures of Carmen and Brian over at YouTube. Before we mention how bad your Gators got
that
beat,
John. That embarrassment. Ugh.
I think my defensive coordinator says he's thinking about retirement and walking away. They let him go with his head held high instead of hat in hand. But hallelujah, we get it's the happiest of New Year that we don't have to worry about watching Jim Schwartz coach a defense anymore after today. Maybe the Gators will hire him. I think they might be a little better with him than what you guys had.
That defense was atrocious all year, and then the fact that our four number one targets on offense all opted out of the game, it certainly did not help Trask. So, yeah, it was a lovely game all around. So.
That was sad. Very sad.
Yeah, it certainly was. So. But, I mean, and that ends the season on 3 straight losses. So, a very disappointing end to what was a very nice season going. But, eh, it is what it is. Buccaneers won, though. So.
Yeah, they did. They had a nice game. I mean, Judith and Tommy, I could feel the house shaking from them two dancing and jumping up and down and up in Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah.
From that game.
Yeah, Tom Brady looked good. I mean, the last couple of games he's looked really good. Ever since that second half of the first game against Atlanta, he's he looked spot on. So defense looked a little suspect today. Maybe your coordinator got a job with the Bucs, but other than that, Bucs looked pretty good.
Poor Mike Evans got nicked up his knee. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't come back, but I don't know how serious the injury was.
Well, he helped me win my fantasy league championship last week, thank goodness. But in our league, our buddy Sean Duffy from the Tiki Talk podcast, he took the championship over our other good friend, Evan Chasen. 172 to 164 was a heck of a matchup, dude.
Very nice. Are those games are all over?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, but, well, they're in the second week right now, John,
yeah.
But right now, Sean is leading 172. Or now, actually, Evan just went up 181 to 172. So
there you go.
It's a close game between. And they deserve to be. They had the best two records. So.
Yeah, I played Sean really close the week I had him. But, yeah, he beat me. So on it goes.
All right. Anywho, back to the show. New windows installed at Mouse Gears, John.
Ooh.
Have you seen that yet?
No, I've been out to Epcot in a week and a half now, so.
Oh, poor you.
I know, right?
Poor. Whole week and a half. Should we send you a sympathy card?
Yes, please do.
But anywho, yeah, the windows are going in, so we're getting closer to getting rid of that pop-up poor excuse of a store that they have at the Mouse Gears now.
Getting rid of Kmart?
So. Dude, it's an insult to Kmart to call that store that.
Kmart and the blue light special.
I think it's the orange light special for that one. What else? Oh, I watched Wonder Woman today, John, this morning early.
Oh, what do you think?
I'm a superhero geek, and Gal Gadot is not bad on the eye, so it was okay, but it was nowhere near as good as the original.
Okay.
And the Mandalorian's in it.
Okay.
He plays the bad guy.
Well, he doesn't get his head popped or anything, right? No? Okay. Good.
No. But it was okay. There were some good parts in it. But it wasn't as good as I thought. It was fun to see the 80s again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was fun. It wasn't like I felt like it owed me an hour and 45 minutes back of my life, but it wasn't like I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, it's one of those.
No, so... But you could watch it, John, if you get time.
Yeah, I don't know. I really want to watch Soul and Onward. I've got some other stuff I want to see first. So, and Mulan. So, yeah, maybe it's fourth, fifth, somewhere down there. So.
Like I said, Soul was good. Brenda liked it more than me, but I did enjoy it. It was a good movie. I mean, like, it wasn't... I'm not saying it's horrible or anything, but it just wasn't my favorite Pixar movie.
Yeah, well, and there's... such a slew of good Pixar movies to choose from, so.
Yeah, and now it's even getting accused of being a lot of people are mad that Tina Fey played his soul in it. They thought it should have been Regina King or somebody else instead of Tina Fey. It shouldn't have been a white girl. It's like nothing cannot be upset about anymore, can it, John?
Yeah, I get it. Somebody's got to get sensitive about something.
I mean, it's like, holy moly. Let it go. But hey, speaking of Soul, there's new T-shirt mask at Walt Disney World from Soul. They're pretty cool. I mean, his character's cool looking. I like Joe. So, they got new Titleist golf tumblers at Disney World golf courses over at Lake Buena Vista. But I also wanted to bring this up. They have robo carts now on Disney golf courses.
No, really? No driving, huh?
You can still get a regular cart, but see, whenever I play golf, I actually prefer to walk over riding.
I don't even think you have the option at Disney.
Well, now you do with these robo carts.
Okay.
Because what they do is, and I've seen these out before. They're actually on my local golf courses. But these ones are bigger. They have flat screens in them and stuff like that. But what you do is, it's kind of like Bluetooth, where you hook it to your belt, and the cart follows you like a few feet behind you.
That's kind of cool. I've never seen those before.
Yeah, well, I've been telling my buddy Joey at work about this because I seen the guys at the golf course a few years ago. A few of the guys have them. And I thought about it, but I could pull my bag. You follow me, John? I didn't feel the need. But I prefer to walk because I play better when I walk. Because I also think it's faster. It's, again, riding in a golf cart together. They'll try to tell you that it's faster. It's slower. It's a money grab. It's a way for them to get an extra $40 or $20 to $40 a cart off of you. Because, John, if you play a draw, if you play a slice and I play a draw, because that's what I play, and we're in a cart and you're on the left side of the course and I'm on the right the whole time, we're driving back and forth. What ends up happening is, like, I don't, because I'm a seasoned golfer. When I get out of a cart and you drop me off to go to your ball, if I think I need an 8-iron, I'll take a 9-iron, the sand wedge, and the 7-iron also. You follow me? Yeah. I take 4 clubs in case I see a different shot. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
But a lot of people grab one club, and then they realize that ain't the club they want. Then they got to wait for the guy to drive back to them. Walking's faster. Plus, the other thing I like about walking is you hit a bad shot when you drive. You slam on the gas pedal, you're standing over your ball in 2 seconds, still pissed off at it. When you walk to the ball, it kind of takes some of the aggravation off of you.
Yeah, well, and not only that, I mean, I would think that a lot of people are actually out to play golf, maybe to get a little bit of exercise.
100%.
So that kind of defeats the purpose if you drive right next to your ball every time, so.
No, I prefer walking any day over riding. But they have these new carts. They have USB plugs in them, John. You could charge your phone on them. And they go 7 miles an hour, so they will keep up with you.
Yeah, there you go.
So they're pretty cool. And I would enjoy that so much more than the cart. Especially, like, the last time I played down there, I played by myself, so I played with a couple. You know, you play with strangers, and I do like to meet people. But Luckily, the last guy I played with I really liked, but you can get stuck in a cart with an idiot.
Yeah, and it's always awkward to know that you're going to be stuck somewhere with 2.5-3 hours with some guy that you just don't know. So
try 4 hours. Four to five.
Yeah.
So they're $10 to rent them, so it ain't bad.
No, it sounds pretty cool.
So they, like I said, they come with a USB port to charge your phone, navigational, I mean, for the distance, you know what I'm saying, for the pin, with a little flat screen, with a flat screen on it, like the golf carts do, and then they also come with a little cooler, John.
Oh, well, hey.
So, have you heard any news why Rock and Roller Coaster's been shut down?
No, I've heard nothing, no speculation on that whatsoever.
Yeah, well, it's been down for 3 days now, John.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. So, no, I hadn't heard anything. But then I haven't worked at Hollywood Studios yet either, so.
Yeah, it hasn't said why, but I didn't know why, and I was just curious if you heard anything through your little gossip group over here. I don't know why that new cookie store, Disney Springs, that was shut down. Did you hear about that?
No, the Gideon's place.
Yeah, Gideon's Bakehouse.
We just talked about it last week, so it shut down already?
Yeah. Well, they shut down and they won't say why. The one in town, they said they will be open, and that tends to lead me to believe somebody might have COVID in there. I'm just speculating, but why else would it shut down when they're making a limit on how many cookies you can have?
Mm. Don't know.
You understand what I'm saying? They're selling out.
Yep. So they're doing well, so yeah, it has to be something like that. Or either, I mean, a lot of restaurants, and I'm not saying this would be the case either, but a lot of restaurants, if they get a health code violation, they don't want to say they got a health code violation. So, you know.
Yeah. I would tend to believe it's not that because this is a thriving company. I would more think the COVID.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, you could be a thriving company and inspector came in and your guy didn't wash his hands and boom. You know, I mean, so, especially with COVID going on. So.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's only been open for 11 days, but is already re-owned. The wording is bad here, but it's closed already. It's renowned for its specialty coffees, cakes, and cookies. Luckily, we had a chance to try all of them before the closure. No other information is available for the reasoning behind the shutdown or the duration of the closure. But the Instagram post does say the reopening announcement will be posted there on a later date. So they are definitely coming back. It's just what's going on.
Yeah, that could have been a problem with the construction or something, too. Maybe they put up some kind of wall and it fell, or, you know, I mean, it could have been a multitude of different things, right? So
yeah, maybe something's wrong inside the kitchen.
Yep, could be something.
So who knows? Yeah. We're just speculating. That's what we do here. New Crocs available at, say, Walt Disney World on to match Spirit jerseys. I can honestly say, and I'm proud to say it, I've never had a pair of Crocs on these feet.
You're going to be such a geeky Floridian when you move down here, I tell you. So, well, you don't like to
I'm
go
be
hand. You won't wear flip-flops or sandals. Now you don't like Crocs. So, all right.
Dude, how much you think these Crocs are, John?
Too much.
They're yellow, and they say Walt. They say Walt Disney World on them. They're pretty cool looking. They have Walt. Let me put it this way: they're as cool as a pair of Crocs could actually be looking. Anyhow, it says Walt Disney World pretty big on it on the side, like an emblem, and then it has Walt Disney World all the way around in like a white band, which is, I mean, it would more be a thing for me to put up on a shelf as a knickknack than it would for me to put on my feet. But what the heck do you think they want for these yellow Crocs, John?
$74.95.
Damn, you went high. $54.99 for recycled rubber.
Yeah, that's about typical.
Holy.
You run around that price.
Holy moly. What else we have here, Johnny? How close are you to work?
I got about another 45 minutes to an hour.
Of a drive?
Yeah.
Holy moly, I didn't realize you drove that long, buddy.
Yep.
Okay, I was just making sure I wasn't holding you up.
Well, speaking of that drive and stuff, Doug, we talked about it last week. Flamingo Crossings is the apartment complex that's opening for cast members out here about 11 minutes from where I work at. So me and Lisa, and we're not probably going to do it, but we are going to go look at it. So Wednesday we've got an appointment to actually go check it out. But I'm thinking for the price that they would, and what they're trying to do is they charge per bed. So what they're trying to get like four people that don't even necessarily know each other all stuck in one apartment, and then you're all roommates, and but they collect the rent from you, and if one of them doesn't pay, it's, you know, you don't got your own individual lease. And I don't know if necessarily that translates well for a family, because we want, you know, we have to pay for basically two bed spaces, and for a two bedroom apartment, it end up being about $1,800. And I think there's other options around Disney within the same distance that I can get for about 14 to 13 to 14.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to go look. So,
yeah, well, it'll be good, good for the show.
Yeah. And if you are, one of the guys I'm working with, he's recently divorced in his mid early 40s, and he just wants to work a lot and make some money. And, you know, he can get that one for $600, and he don't care what kind of roommates he ends up with, as long as they don't bug him. So it works great in that situation. But for a family, I just don't know if it translates well. So.
Yeah, well, it would be good if you had a couple, if you had you and a buddy that you were friends with on property and wanted to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have your own rooms and all, because you said a lot of stuff's included with that, too. But the biggest thing is you can get yourself a moped and run back and forth to work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I imagine, you know, once that's up and running, they'll probably run a Lynx Orange County bus system right over there. So you'd probably just be able to take a bus or, like you said, a moped or motorcycle or even a bike. And probably get there in 20 minutes. So.
Well, it's on Disney property. I wouldn't be shocked if they just ran Disney buses back and forth like they do with the animal. I mean, the Magic Kingdom and all.
I don't know. It's weird because all that stuff like that, even when the college kids were here, that's all ran by mirrors. Even like the NBA players and stuff, when they were shuttling them back and forth, that was the mirrors contract. So I don't know what it is about stuff like that, but it's I guess because the buses are actually paid by the resort. That comes out of the resort's budget, all the transportation does, and I think that's why we don't end up doing other independent stuff like that. So.
Okay. But I'll be very interested to see what you guys think of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and Brenda were actually, Brenda was online this morning looking at the houses in the Kissimmee Davenport area.
Yeah, that's probably what we're going to do. We're going to go look at this place on Wednesday, and then we're going to seriously, and it's going to take us a while, but probably within, I see 12 months to 18 months, I'm probably going to try to move a lot closer, because I think I'm going to like this job. I think I'm going to make some decent money, and if we lived closer, it'd just give me a lot easier time to make overtime. I mean, instead of a four-hour back and forth drive every day, I would be able to work 3 hours of overtime and spend 30 minutes in transit instead of 4 hours, you know what I mean? So.
Well, plus the gas money and the wear and tear you save on you and the vehicle.
Exactly.
Because after you drive, 2 hours to go drive.
Yep. 2 hours to drive, to finish, to drive again. So. Yeah.
Yes. So. Anyhow, but now, well, hopefully by that time I'll be living there too, John, because 55 is my goal.
Oh, there you go. You're right around
and
the
I'm like a year and a half away, so we should be real close.
There you go.
Bye. Here we go. The Walt Disney World, we spoke of the Swan and Dolphin earlier. Food and Wine Classic returns October 29th through 30th in 2021. So they announced their dates. So, and I think they're hoping that the construction on this, the Swan Reserve, should hopefully be done by then.
It looks that way. I mean, the building's really pretty, too. But that construction's going full bore, and it looks like it should be done probably 7-8 months, I would think. So,
a lot of people have talked about this. That they say it's better than the regular Food and Wine.
Oh yeah, that
the food.
Yeah, that festival. It always does look really nice, and they always have some good rates of staying at the Dolphin or the Swan and just doing that. So.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that, John.
Yeah.
I that's another one of those things how we talk about, and I know people get tired of hearing me say it. It's probably like to them. But when I moved there, just going there to stay for the weekend and doing that Food and Wine would be nice.
Yep.
Or if you did live 11 minutes like that, you just take an Uber, go enjoy the Food and Wine at the Swan and Dolphin and move on, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Uber from somewhere around there would probably be, what, $10, $15? So that'd be great.
Dude, I was doing it from the house over there, and it was like 12
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, there you go. So.
If that. Some were 9.
Yeah.
Depending on how far you went. Like, to the Animal Kingdom was only $9.
Yep.
Because that was close to the Animal Kingdom. Yo, I mean, Magic Kingdom was like the $12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but. Now, you could have some fun Ubering and not worrying about it around there. So I'm just trying to see what else we have here, John. This website is the site that I, you know, after you read an article and go back, it kicks you out and everything changes and a whole new website appears. Am I wrong?
Yeah, cookies from hell. So.
Yeah, well, and it re-changes. I don't get it. What else we have here? They did that Ratatouille on TikTok. It raised over $1 million for the Actors Fund.
Yeah, very cool.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
A bunch of actors went on TikTok and did like the Ratatouille the musical and raised money. So they did they sang a bunch of the songs and some different songs, and they did Ratatouille the musical on TikTok. So I don't raise some money. What is this? Guide the visiting new guide maps for Epcot. You're all new guys, John. D23 confirms upcoming anniversary celebration and new attractions coming to. And it cut off. So where are we at here? Coming to the parks in 2021. Though 2020 caused several delays when it comes to new Disney attractions, 2021 is sure to be the year full of excitement. And D23 has posted a list of every Disney attraction slated to open in 2021. So we're guessing Ratatouille. We're guessing they out in California have that whole Marvel deal too, don't you, John?
Yeah, I think so. If Disneyland can get opened.
Yeah. The Disneyland park, we've already a sneak peek of the renovated Snow White Enchanted Wish attraction. Ratatouille, it's showing here. Opening in France Pavilion. Guardians of the Galaxy, it's also showing, mentioning about the new nighttime spectacular, the Harmonious, at the barges that are ruining our view. I got some DMs or emails telling me to stop complaining about it until I see it. I'm sorry I can't have an opinion, John.
No.
Oh, everything Disney does is perfect, Johnny. They're never wrong. Charge me all you want. And thank you, Disney, for being here for us, for whatever we need. Is that how I should be, John?
Apparently. You sound pretty good there, Doug.
Yeah. But, I did the helium over here. But I get excited when the D23 comes out. I mean, when they do it. It was sad this year. Like, you didn't even know what to believe. I mean, it didn't excite you because you knew you weren't going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of hard to anticipate stuff when we don't know when we can reopen. So,
yeah. What else we have? Trying to go through more. Oh, that's the other thing will be open is the Tron Light Cycle, John.
Yes.
I think I forgot about that because I'm trying to forget about it. I think it looks really, really, really cool. But the old man in me's really, really scared of it.
Yeah, that and Guardians of the Galaxy. I think Reddit.
Oh, really? Big time.
More my speed, but.
Oh, dude, I'm even worried about Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railroad.
I don't think you have to worry too much about that one.
Oh, I'm scared, John. I might have to take a Dramamine for that.
Yeah.
Benadryl, something. Dude, you know what I'm most excited about opening the new ride? Was somebody online, Scott, I think it was. I forget who it was. He does a lot of posts. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. But he asked, what closed attractions are you most looking for? What would you like to bring back or would have loved to have seen? And I wrote back, Walt Disney World Railroad. I want my World Railroad back, dude. When that opens up, it's going to be like it's brand new again.
Well, that and the People Mover.
Well, that hasn't been down as much as, but you're right, but that ain't been down as much as my railroad.
No, your train's been down ever since they started talking about Tron, so. What's it been, 2.5 years or so?
It's been a long time, John. I'm very sad. What else? Have you seen Milan yet?
No.
And you did download it, though, right?
Yeah, I've got it downloaded. I've got Onward downloaded, and I've got Soul downloaded. So I probably need to get to work on some of those.
No. Now that you're not on the clock with trainers and stuff like that, maybe in a break you could watch one of them.
Yeah, I can do that. And I guess some time before we clock out, generally, you know, waiting to get to the time and stuff. But generally, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm just trying to stay awake, so it's hard for me to concentrate on anything. That's when I'm usually waiting to clock out is 1:30 or 1:45. And speaking of that, Doug, I got home last night and I went to bed and I turned off the clock or turned off the light at 4:37. And I'm thinking, you know, for the majority of my life, I'm getting up at this time. And now I'm back to going to bed at this time. It's very weird. So.
Now, it's sad because it changes the whole family atmosphere too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lisa's solid asleep by the time I get home. So, yeah.
And then she gets up, and you don't get to,
yep.
Like, now your times together are going to have to change. I mean, how long do you think you'll be on this night route?
6 to 9 months at the very least. So.
Yeah. I think Brenda, if she was home or whatever, I think Brenda would change her schedule with me.
Yeah, Lisa might. I mean, she can try some of it, but, I mean, up until 4, it might drive, too. You know, it's not like I get off at 1:30 and I'm going to be home at 2. No, we're talking, I get off at 1:30 and I ain't going to get home until 4 o'clock, so.
No, I hear you, but I mean, maybe Lisa will eventually end up just changing a little bit, like tweak it by an hour or two so you guys could hang out with each other for 3 or 4 hours a night, you know? Because when you get home at that 4 o'clock, you're not hopping right in bed.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I take a shower and I eat and stuff like that, but I don't take too long. But no, my problem right now is adjusting my wake up time, because this morning I'm still up at 7 o'clock. I'm like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
I went to bed 2 hours ago. So I go back to sleep, but then I wake up at like 10:15 and I can't go back to sleep. So, you know, I'm running around with 5-6 hours of sleep. And there's a lot of people that function very well at 5 and 6 hours of sleep. Now I need my 7.
No.
I've got to have 7 hours of sleep for me to feel good on it. You know, every once in a while you get short-sighted or something like that. But on average, I need my 7. So I've got to get adjusted to it. So.
Oh, 100%, John. I lay there at night looking at the clock. Right now with the job I'm on now, I get up at the alarm set for like 5, 10. Brenda's goes off at 4:30, and then she snoozes it to 5 with me. Sometimes she'll crawl out at like quarter of, and I usually roll out of bed at 5. So at 10 o'clock, I start getting the heebie-jeebies if I'm not asleep.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, so, but... I'll tell you one person not happy, more unhappy with Disney than me. Who do you think that is, John?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Tell me.
Abigail Disney.
Oh, man, she's still unhappy, huh?
Oh, dude. She's like, Abigail Disney talks about, well, she trashes Bob. So me and Abigail, we're brother and sister from another mother. You know what I'm saying? But Abigail Disney talks brand erosion and executive salaries in the latest interview, says that the Walt Disney Company needs to be saved from itself. And I read the article, and I do truly believe that.
Yeah, the executive salaries, I believe. Yep.
Yep. She's saying that it's so out of whack with corporate America taking all the money, and the cast members, like we've been saying, is what drives everything.
Yeah, and a lot of times I don't think that it's not necessarily just Disney. I mean, all of corporate America is pretty much like that, where the top executive bunch make the glut of money, while everybody else that actually does the work, you know, they're making a minimum wage or a little better.
Yeah, she wrote. And she sounds like me with saying this. She goes, I think they look at me, the people around me, like I'm speaking of some kind of alien language. Because of them, that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. To them, there is no relationship between what the pay is for frontline workers and shift workers and what Bob Iger is getting during all this.
Yep.
He's still making millions and millions of dollars, and the company has laid off over 32,000 cast members, to which Disney responds, let's not pretend that laid off cast members go somewhere and disappear. They will lose their houses. They are homeless, and they are stealing things to eat. Like, and she sees all this because she lives out there. I remember telling you this before, because she said cast members are working full-time jobs and can't afford to have a house. They have to live in their car. And he's cashing $68 million checks of bonuses. Not even his – that ain't even his salary, just his bonus.
Yeah.
She said her grandfather would have never, ever, ever taken a $66 million payday when he was laying off people.
Yeah, I couldn't really see that. I mean, I don't necessarily think Walt was the savior, as a lot of people do, with that, you know. It, but at the same point, I realize that he would have not been the excessive glut for money that Bob is. So.
No, like, if things are... Here, I sang the like again. Shoot me now, John.
What are you doing? You're listening to me.
I don't know. Talking. But if he would have... If things would have been bad over the past few years, I'd have been a little compassionate. But if you look back, $72 billion, $76 billion, like the past 10 quarters have all been in the $1 billion of profits. And then all of a sudden they lose $2 billion, which they know it's going to come. They're telling us all it's going to come back once they're all political, a lot of them. They all think that we're going to get this vaccine and everything's going to be normal. Am I right, John?
Supposedly.
So after you made after multiple $70 billion profits over the past years, 10 years, they've never had a losing quarter, John. So one time they lose, they cut the fat and get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
That's my problem with it. And I could see that if they didn't believe it was coming back. But they're still giving all their all the white collar, still giving, they're still building stuff, they're still moving forward everything. Like, for them to continue Flamingo Crossing, the targets, the hotels, Guardians of the, everything that they're continuing with, that tells you they believe it's going to come back. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
So they're using this, like a lot of other companies are, to cut people's so they could cut back on what their salaries are and take their tenure from them, is my opinion. You know, and that's sad. But, yeah, I got this pool interview, John. You ever get a chance, read it. It's pretty damn good. She's, and the thing I like about her is she's very compassionate. And even she could have been, she's one of the shareholders telling them to give it back. She's losing money by doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure she's pretty well fed, but regardless, yeah.
But she's saying that. She said, "I can, my kids' kids can live off of what I have."
Exactly.
I'm not saying, but she's saying how much is enough right now, because she has given back herself. She's given to the food pantries and all that. I don't know. I understand it and I get it, but I know you're like me, John. There's no way I could lay off 32,000 people and take $60 million bonus and take my salary. I just couldn't do it. If I've already been making that kind of money for the past 20 years, you follow? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, apparently he doesn't have that compunction. So
he don't care. It's all about the bottom line with the man. But anywho, that's all I have, John, for the most part. The site decided to go back again and drop 10 things and not add this thing, but there's a D23 Gold members gift celebrate 50 years of Walt Disney World. They got like lunch boxes, and remember the old banners that you used to be able to buy, John, like the Phillies and stuff like that? They got Eagles banners, and then they got old retro Walt Disney World albums too, which is pretty cool, John.
Oh, very nice.
So, where are you at now, John?
I'm about a mile and a half from Disney property.
Oh, okay. And what time do you start?
6:30.
Okay. So you get yourself plenty of time. You're not a rusher in, like, you're not like me. I could actually leave a half hour. I get to my job where I'm working right now like 35 minutes early, and it's 5 minutes from my house.
Well, I was, I mean, when I had all my part-time jobs out here, I was getting to work consistently an hour to an hour and 10 minutes early. So I decided I can't do that all the time when I'm full-time. There's no way. So lately I've been running it a little too close for my like. So I was getting there, you know, probably yesterday I think I got there with 5 to 8 minutes to spare. So I like about 20 minutes. You know, I like getting there and having about 20 minutes, and then that way if I do run into an accident or just a truck in my way or whatever, it's not going to drastically affect it. So.
Well, and the other thing is, you are going to Disney World, so it is crowded.
Yes, yes. Even on a Sunday evening, I'm going to run into traffic, so there's no doubt. And especially Disney Springs. I didn't expect that yesterday. You know, it took me an hour and a half to get to Disney property, and then it probably took me 25 minutes to get from like Saratoga Springs over to Disney Springs where I could park at. So, and BVD was just packed yesterday at that time. So,
Well, believe me, I've driven down that I-4 so many times at so many different times of the day where you're clocking along and then
yeah. Yeah, well, especially the exit for Disney right now, the exit for 535, and then past Disney towards Haines City and stuff like that, there's a new place called Champions Gate, and that blocks up traffic. So, yeah, there's like four places when I drove from Orlando to Tampa that traffic would just completely stop for no reason whatsoever. So,
yeah, it's no joke, that I-4.
Nope. Yeah, it's one of the most dangerous roads in the country.
Did you get your new points update? The Vacation Club has released their new points update. Have you gotten that yet?
No, it's probably in the email or something. I haven't looked at email today, so.
Yeah, you got to look that up, John. I wonder if they doubled the points.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised, dude. Who knows? That's all I have, but I don't know. I'm very, 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 very much missing going to the park, John. I'm dying to get down there.
No, come on down, Doug. I'm pulling on the property right now, so I'm here. You know, where are you at?
Where exactly on property are you right now?
I go the back way in, so I'm over behind the Magic Kingdom, pulling off, turning on the Floridian Way, which is the road that's going to take me right beside the Grand Floridian and out to Car Care, and that stuff. So actually, I pulled in on Christmas Day, Doug, and I was working at Car Care. The sun was just up. It was like 7:30, and the Grand Floridian has these Christmas ornaments in their front, like the lit up reindeer and stuff. And right beside the lit up reindeer were three deer eating grass. It was pretty special. So I have to tell you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, sun up and three deer just sitting there. And there are deer everywhere out here all of a sudden. Apparently they have had a prolific year. I have never seen so many deer in my life. So
you want to know why?
Probably because of COVID and being closed for 4 months. So
yep, no hunters.
Yeah,
nobody allowed to hunt.
There wasn't even any traffic out here for 4 months. So, you know.
Yeah. Poor Bambi wasn't getting run over.
No. No, the deer are not Bambis. The rabbits are not Thumpers. The raccoons are not Mikos.
Is that what they tell you?
No,
they're Bambi to me, the poor things. Leave them alone.
Unfortunately, they do wander into traffic. So.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. I've seen that trip from the Magic Kingdom past the Wilderness Campground.
Yep.
From Riverside, I go that back road to Magic Kingdom, and they're all over the place there.
Yeah. I mean, and they have no fear of traffic or of people. So people, unfortunately, you would think they are from most of these people here are from up north, where your deer are three times the size of the ones we have here in Florida. But yet you would think they've never seen a deer in their entire life. They will stop their car to take a picture of a deer. So, you know what you're doing? You're endangering your life, the deer's life, everybody on that bus's life. So, you know, buy a picture of the deer. You'll be okay.
Oh, listen to this. Our CFO, Christine McCarthy, gets a contract extension through 2022. How much do you think she's going to get?
$49 gajillion.
No, $11 million annual incentive award. She's going to get $11 million over the next 2 years, John.
Yeah, must be nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just so... And she's in charge of all their... it's saying all their social and financial stuff, so we'll see.
There you go.
For the parks. But anywho, $11 million, I could live with that, John.
Yeah, I think you'd be okay. What are we doing here?
Who are you yelling at?
Well, this person in front of me that has no idea where they're going. So I'm just stopping.
Be nice, John.
On the road.
Yeah, I was telling Brenda I might be a bus driver. She goes, you absolutely will not. She said she could see me pulling the bus over and going back and telling parents how to parent now. Tell their kids to sit down.
Shortest Disney career ever.
I said, you think so little of me. She goes, no, I think a lot of you, but I know you. You would pull the bus over and say, we are not moving until you sit down. You would be... So, she likes me becoming a bartender a lot more.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, we're past the Grand Floridian. Here's the Poly for you, Doug. So.
There you go, Johnny. There's Pat's place.
Yep, Pat's place.
But, well, I'm going to let you pull in. You got me jealous and sad that I'm not there. But, John, let's wish all of our friends and family members of the show happy, happy New Year. Please, guys, be safe. Be careful. COVID's still out there. Put your mask on. And let's get through this so we can all meet at Disney World and have some good times.
Yes, I think 2021 is going to be a much better year. So happy new year, and better things are on the horizon.
So we're going to let you go park, John, and go drive some more.
Yes, I will.
But I bet the parks look pretty, John, where you're driving through at with all the resorts lit up.
Yeah, we got a day or two more of the decorations, and then they'll all be gone. So.
All right, my friend. You have safe travels. Be careful driving these wonderful people around. And let me know if you see any more friends of our show, John.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Again, Happy New Year. Everybody be kind to one another, and we'll talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks, and see you real soon.
Bye. Well, if that's it, guys, we're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there: Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.